Alright guys, this is the message I sent to Britt because she is my second highest bidder I've ever donated to. We donated $374, and when I get home, you guys can say, I'll get out the way so you guys can read this. When I get home, I'm going to show you what I would have expected. She had like 5 hours to get supposedly $374 in, you know, or she was going to lose her car forever and the bank would never give it back to her. That's what she said. I said, well, we could get it in a couple days and we'll get it and we'll pick it up in a couple days. She said, no, it's got to be done today. So when I get home today, I'm going to show you guys what I was expecting from her, you know? I mean, dude, she showed no emotion whatsoever. Dude, I raised $374 for this girl to keep her car. And you know what she was like? Oh. Thank you. I mean, people are just made different, I guess. Me, I'll show you guys how I would have acted if somebody raised $374 so I could keep my car for another month so I could keep on working and get my chances to fight and take care of my kid and just to keep. You know how hard it is to do shit without a car? So, look, so I'll get out the way so you guys can read that. But that's what I wrote on this morning, and I just thought it was very rude because a lot of people put in on this. I put 200 in myself. I put 200 in myself, man. So someone else put $174 out there. So I'm deeply sorry to the ones that donated because I don't want to be donating to people like this. And Britt, if this wasn't your intentions, if this is just how you act, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't expect it. I don't know. Maybe that's just how you act. I don't know. But if somebody just saved me from walking, catching Ubers and shit, I would damn near be fucking slobbing it up, you know? But that's not what I was looking for, though. That's not what I was looking for. But I'm saying, dude, you just saved me so much. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. That's it. That's it, guys.